opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation.
And good morning and welcome to Health Matters. Why? Because your health does matter. My name is Peter Fell. I'm the Director of Education at A&T Healthcare. And joining me this morning, I always like to say, she joins me every morning, is my wife, Ann Fellow, who is the Regional Director of Patient Services and the Director of Quality Assurance at A&T Healthcare. Ann, could you give our listening audience of WTBQ a good morning greeting?
Good morning. It's great to be here.
All right. And joining us this morning on Health Matters, we have a very distinguished guest. Her name is Marianne McQuillan, and she is a total certification person. She's got everything. She is a New York State licensed acupuncturist, licensed massage therapist, certified personal trainer, as well as a certified yoga instructor. I hope I included it all, Marianne. I apologize if I forgot, but if you could give our listening audience of WTBQ a good morning greeting.
Good morning, everyone.
And Marianne is back. That's great. Thank you for joining us. A&T Healthcare, we are a home healthcare agency. We have offices in Newburgh, Kingston. What comes after Kingston? Mount Kisco, New Jersey, and New York City. Our corporate office is in New City, New York. We at A&T Healthcare, we're very honored to be broadcasting every Thursday morning on health-related topics and subjects here on WTBQ. I know the Three Amigos, I always joke with them because they're our lead-in show, but our show, it's not controversial, contentious, or confrontational, but we are engaging, informative, and I want to say we are entertaining. We will be accepting calls, correct, Marianne?
Absolutely. You
will be accepting calls. And as I always like to say, I'd like you to thank all the listening audience for making us a part of your Thursday morning. It's been very special with us, right, Ann?
Absolutely.
We enjoyed it and we are excited. Real quickly, we'd like you to remember us on Facebook. Join us, like us, and be friends with us on Facebook. That number is over 3,500. We have different stories, and you can listen to – we've archived a lot of our radio shows that you're able to listen to. The call-in number, if you are to call in, is 845-651-1110. That's 845, area code, 651-1110. I always forget those little details sometimes. I said you can call in, but what number to dial? Okay, don't forget that. I do want to have a shout-out. I'm right in the middle of a class that we have with the HHA class. It's a little bit longer, but they're doing quite well, and we're very excited for them with the class. So they're going to be doing – they're in HHA, so that's one of the ones where they do a lot more, work on a patient.
More skills.
More skills. Thank you. That was the word I was looking for. Blood pressures, respirations, and temperatures, and things like that. We have an ongoing joke, Marianne, Health Matters, is that when Ann and I have a show on Health Matters, okay, the Journal News seems to follow us. They're not very far behind. I should have kept the total. I think we're up to like six right now. Well, a couple of weeks ago, we had a show on pet therapy, and lo and behold, it was wonderful. And I'll talk more of it in a second, but Susan Barron, she's the one from the Warwick Humane Society. She called in, and we were talking about it. But there was an article in the Journal News, surprise, surprise, and they were talking about therapy animals help stress students. And here they were saying that colleges go into the dogs, and even a few cats these days. They're talking about a professor at Indiana University of Pennsylvania for 38 years. And what it is she's a longtime dog lover, and she researched and written about the benefits of therapy dogs in doing her part to ease those stress levels. And normally what it had been is that pet therapy, was always done in nursing homes, hospitals, elementary schools for therapy dogs. So we were seeing it. So now they're bringing it in the college setting to, the finals, I guess, are going now. So you just want to reduce their particular stress level and all that stuff. So anyway, I guess they got the idea from us. They did a little more research and said, boy, they did that show. Let's go with it and all that stuff. Real quickly, until I can announce this, there's a $25 gift certificate. If someone wants to adopt a dog at the Warwick Humane Society. So just so you can call into the studio or you can call up Susan Barron or call the Warwick Humane Society. But the first one that adopts a dog at this particular day, there'll be a $25 gift certificate. And I think something about lessons that they'd be able to do. So anyway,
some just training, perhaps training.
Yes, training. Thank
that's
you.
Wonderful.
Yes, that's great. All right, so let's go. Marianne, Tell us a little bit about yourself. I know he said all the credentials, and then maybe we start talking about what exactly is acupuncture.
Sure. So acupuncture is an ancient art. You know, it's a combination of, in this country, actual licensure along with the three-year master's program in order to become a licensed acupuncturist. And we help the body to function better. I'm one, as we were saying earlier, I'm one who likes to combine Western medicine. You know, go to your medical professional. I cannot take, you know, we were talking about supplements earlier. Mm-hmm. I cannot take blood. You know, I'm not, one, I'm not a phlebotomist, and two, I'm not, mm-hmm. that's not my area of expertise.
Yeah.
So when somebody comes in and they're concerned about certain levels, I always refer to a medical professional.
Mm-hmm.
I also refer out for chiropractic care. I'm not a chiropractor.
Yes, yes.
I am a massage therapist. I am an acupuncturist. And the whole purpose of acupuncture and the healing arts, the holistic model, is to help the body function better. So, in fact, right now, I would like to share something very special that happened since I was here last.
Right.
One of my patients who had been struggling with infertility, she had five IVF sessions.
Wow.
And I'm happy to say after 3 months of acupuncture, she's now pregnant.
Wow.
And so we're talking about, again, helping the body function better. I always say, I use the term, let's get your body user-friendly so that it, you know.
No, I agree, yes.
So, you know, let's face it, I'm not a computer whiz. In fact, I'm probably so far from it, but I can help get the body user-friendly. So that's really what acupuncture and it's about energy, really.
Mm-hmm.
This idea of chi, you know, we heard of Tai Chi, we've heard of.
Yes,
but the word energy, we use it in this country. I'm sorry, the word qi, we use it in this country to mean energy. But the very specifically in Chinese medicine, it's the word xi, mm-hmm. and that means blood
oh.
flow. So if I pricked somebody on the hand, they would bleed, or the leg, or the toe, or the face. So we know that blood is a messenger.
Mm-hmm.
Blood brings information, you know, takes, you know, brings nutrients, brings oxygen, takes away toxins. And it's an informational tool.
Sometimes it's bad. If you see blood, that's sometimes you're concerned that there's a problem.
Of course.
you spit up blood or you know.
Oh, yes. Urinate blood.
Yes,
defecate
yes,
blood.
Yes, yes.
That's an extreme case. I'm talking about how the body functions. My job is to manipulate that blood so we bring more information back. The body knows what to do. It's really my job is to guide the body back into health.
Wow. That's a tip. I know Ann always talks about chi at our house, and I put something in a chair somewhere, and they said, no, Peter, the chi's off, huh? The chi's, no, you got to have the right chi.
My feng shui is off.
That's right. That's
and
right.
And that messes up my energy.
That's, well, right. Let's face it. Everybody has a comfort zone. And so this is an ancient art, this idea of feng shui, that energy flows through a home. You want to have mm-hmm. perhaps an area for prosperity. You want to have an area for relaxation.
Yes, yes.
You know, one of the biggest, most controversial things is having a TV in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And people complain about not being able to sleep very well. That's the first question I ask.
Right.
Do you
right.
have a TV in your bedroom?
You know, a lot of times there's nothing on
that
TV. And don't I always remember, don't watch the news because what are they
oh,
talking
yes.
about? All the murders and accidents and things like
my
that.
Precious. I think your bedroom is so important, though. I mean, for me, I can't sleep well at night if everything's not balanced. Or, like, I have to make the bed in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go to bed at night if the bed wasn't made.
Well,
I know that sounds weird.
It doesn't. A lot of people.
I need that balance and comfort. I don't know.
Well, I think it goes more to Anne. Your brain relaxes when
right.
you have order,
mm-hmm.
and a bed that's made looks good. You chose your comforter,
right.
you chose your linens,
that's right.
So it looks and it feels peaceful. Mm-hmm. And so, in my bedroom, I went to China and bought all this fabulous furniture,
mm-hmm.
and I have a huge, beautiful armoire, and we repainted the room. And it's not in the right place. And so I go to bed saying, I got to move that.
I'm going to have to move that.
Because that, when it's angled correctly, it really creates comfort
right,
for me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that is the, you
so,
know.
So, you know, having your furniture in the right order or.
Or how about this? tools in the garage in the right place.
Right. Well, right. And your hand goes like automatically where it is then.
That's right.
Okay, you're listening to Health Matters. When we come back, we have Miriam McQuillan here. When we come back, we'll talk about what acupuncture can be used for. You're listening to Health Matters.
Hello, this is Tom Babington, Vice President of A&T Healthcare. A&T Healthcare, created in 1984 by two nurses, is a family-owned and operated home health agency managed by professional nurses. We have set the highest standards of quality care. A&T Healthcare provides a full range of in-home and private duty nursing services, from live-in to hourly home health aides and companions who can assist with basic daily care needs. We also have highly trained, experienced, and skilled nurses who are qualified to provide all levels of medical case management services. A&T also offers private duty home health aides, as well as private nurse placement for patients who are hospitalized and may have special needs or require extra attention. A&T Healthcare is dedicated to providing high-quality home health services for caregivers and families who are caring for loved ones at home with dignity. A&T provides home health services for newborns to seniors and is a New York State licensed service agency serving Rockland, Westchester, Orange, Dutchess, Putnam, Green, Ulster, Sullivan, Nassau, and Suffolk counties, as well as the five boroughs of New York City and New Jersey. When you contact A&T Healthcare, one of their trained and dedicated skilled nursing professionals will provide you with answers to those complicated questions at the time when you truly need someone to take your hand and help you through the maze of healthcare. For more information, please visit our website, at-healthcare.com, or call 845-638-4342 and get the answers that will give you peace of mind.
Hi, this is Stacey Lawrence of the Greenwood Lake Garden Center, here with my co-host,
Kevin Sweeney of the Windermere Agency.
We would love it if you all would join us every Friday from 11 to 12 on WTBQ for Greenwood Lake Radio.
All Greenwood Lake, all the time.
Hi, this is Austin DuBois of Bluestein Shapiro, Rich and Barone. Tune in every Friday at 10 a.m. for It's the Law. I'll be talking about how the law can help you. That's every Friday at 10 a.m. on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
WTBQ, feeling all right. And I'm feeling all right, feeling all right. Good morning. You're listening to Health Matters. Why? Because your health does matter. My name is Peter Fella. I'm the Director of Education at A&T Healthcare, and joining me this morning is my wife, Ann Fella, the Regional Director of Patient Services at A&T Healthcare. And we have as our guest, Miriam McQuillan, who is a New York State licensed acupuncturist, and we're talking about acupuncture. You know, Frank was talking this morning, and he thinks that Taylor wants to pursue a career in acupuncture. Did you know that, Miriam?
I did not know that.
I was totally dumbfounded when he told. But he said that he walked into the bedroom the other night, and there was a doll there that looked very similar to him, and she was putting needles in it. Do you think that's the start of the career Taylor may be having?
I think she's onto something.
Virtual.
Oh, by the way, I taught her that.
It was like virtual or something.
Oh, so that's okay. All right, we are on a serious note.
I did not give you clearance.
I didn't get clearance from Anna. I have to go through, but I did have clearance from a higher source at WTBQ. I thought that was a very funny story. Let's talk briefly, Marianne, as far as like what exactly can acupuncture be used for?
Acupuncture can be used for, like I said earlier, getting the body healthier. And so, for example, in this day and age, we hear people with a lot of autoimmune conditions, with a lot of how is it that in our country, where most of us have access to food quality, high food quality, we're not in a desperate, dangerous water quality.
I was going to say water.
Yeah, we're in a very safe area, and fertility is low. Mm-hmm. So we have issues with women, in my age group who weren't able to get pregnant. And so acupuncture is about getting the body to function better. So whether it's fertility, digestive issues, autoimmune, headaches, migraines, major mm-hmm. issue. And here's what I really love to treat. I love to help people get a real grip on their anxiety. Mm-hmm. I grew up, I didn't even know I had anxiety. I didn't wow. know to label it. I just, overthought. I realized probably after college and when I was in massage school what anxiety really was. And it's this overthinking. It's pensiveness. It's always worrying about the future. And I didn't even know. So acupuncture is wonderful for anxiety, depression, just getting ourselves back in our bodies, helping us to really calm down. You know, we don't need more of these drinks that make us hyper. We don't need more of these things. We need things that...
They have that five-hour little shot almost.
I'm not saying... Listen, there's a market for it.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you think about it, if we, you know, for example, if we taught relaxation and meditation to preschoolers or elementary school, there would be less anxiety for testing. There would be less anxiety, perhaps there would be less bullying. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a tried and true art, this meditation stuff. You know, it's just that here in this country, we didn't grow up with it. Mm-hmm. I've traveled to China. I've traveled to Vietnam. That's part of daily routine. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, in Korea, the baths, the bathhouses, they go there almost every day. Or in European countries, siesta, you know, relaxation is built in.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
We don't take that.
We don't take that.
We absolutely don't.
And even with the vacations, we don't take the vacation days. And then when we take the vacation days, we're tied to our laptop and stuff like that, and iPhone. And even on
vacation, there's so much to do. You have to do it in a short period of time.
Right.
You know,
right.
You want to be sure you don't miss anything. And
right.
Go
it's
here,
a whole,
go there.
It's a whole different lifestyle. I will say that I often try to help people to find, as we were talking about feng shui before, and find a little space in your home that you really feel calm in. And if you could do 5 minutes of deep breathing a day, that would really change your chemistry.
Mm, that's a simple thing. I see also, like, as far as like with acupuncture being used for drug addiction, we had a great program last week on Sir Joe Harris, and we talked about addiction and those sort of things. How does acupuncture fit in for something like that if someone has some form of an addictive addiction?
So there's a wonderful protocol that was created at Lincoln Hospital. It's called NADA, N-A-D-A, in the Bronx.
Okay.
And it is wonderful for any addiction. Mm-hmm. And I use this for the everyday patient who's either really stressed out or we've gotten just so far with their healing process. And this protocol, there's 5 points in each ear. And the way I describe it to people is it recalibrates the nervous system. Mm-hmm. It reconnects the body to the brain and the brain to the body. And when we do that, there seems to, that trigger of reaction seems to calm down.
Okay. Wow.
And
yeah.
That's the way it is. You know, patients get hit a certain level of healing and then their body needs a little bit more of a push, and I do that treatment. Mm-hmm. And they might not have addiction issues.
Yeah.
But it's a wonderful protocol. I'm not saying that one session. So, for example, I use that protocol for smoking cessation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, in fact, I have a contract with Orange County Department of Health, and they pay me to give I have a budget every year, and paperwork should be done any day now. Mm-hmm. So if anybody who lives, works, or is a student in Orange County can come to me and have 5 free sessions of acupuncture for smoking. For addiction to cigarettes.
No, and that's so important. I know we see the terrible devastation about, smoking. Like you think it's just your lungs, but no, there are many other, you know, between your stomach, you know, your liver, there's so many other body parts that all get connected with something like that. So anything that can prevent you from smoking, you would certainly do that. How does it work as far as like the number of treatments? Like if you were treating someone for, let's say, how about carpal tunnel syndrome or something like that, how many sessions would it be? It wouldn't be like one session and then that would be it. It would be a series of sessions.
Mm-hmm. If that were the case, Peter, I'd have a line from here to Middletown. One session. Although I did help my mother-in-law.
It's like that commercial where you eat one piece of broccoli and...
You know, you lost 30 pounds.
That's it. Yes. Oh, that's right. That commercial, right. One sit up. Oh, I'm
one
good.
Sit up.
I want that broccoli.
<That's->
So, acupuncture is a therapy. Mm-hmm. It is not a quick fix. We get a lot of great promotional, you know, for example, I will say this. My husband is 45. When he was in utero, my mother-in-law complains all the time. He sat on my sciatic nerve. And up until about 5 years ago, she had sciatic pain. And I treated her at a family party. And the pain was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it came back about 2 weeks later, but so she needs more treatment.
Right.
You know, I guess for 40 years, one treatment gave her some significant relief.
Yeah.
But it's a therapy. It's not a quick fix. It's not an Advil.
Mm-hmm.
It's retraining the body, getting the body up and going and healing again.
And how long is with the treatments? You'd insert the needles at precise locations. How long would they have to stay in, or how long is the actual therapy session?
It depends if we're trying to build the energy up, mm-hmm. or if we're trying to sedate it or disperse it away from an area. So if there's inflammation, pain, mm-hmm. or what in Chinese medicine we call it stagnation, mm-hmm. we would disperse it away. That would be about 30 minutes. But if we're trying to build the energy, about 20 minutes the needles actually retain in the body. And just for the record, I share this with every single patient. The needles come to me sterilized. They're never used before or after mm-hmm. each patient. And I have, of course, a Sharps container in my office, and I have to pay the Sharps company to dispose of them. Mm-hmm. And they're never used, you know, they're incinerated.
Mm-hmm.
Sharps, that's the way Sharps, the company works.
Mm-hmm.
They're incinerated. They might turn out to be some steel on the Tappan Zee Bridge, but they're never going to be used on a person again. So it's really, so the treatment depends, and that's where it becomes diagnostic. I've done acupuncture for 16 years, but before that I had a thriving massage therapy practice, and I loved it, and I worked on world-class athletes, but I became bored mm-hmm. because I was treating the same patient, the same runner,
same
three times a week,
mm-hmm.
and we weren't fixing anything. And I really kind of, I was getting mentally bored, and so I went to acupuncture school where I learned we could increase the healing potential of the body. So it's really a combo. You know, don't get me wrong, we all need some soft tissue work.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I love massage. I love massages.
Yes, yes.
But it's, we have to do the right treatment for the right particular mm-hmm. condition.
And that's how it is. And it's an individual. Now, you're also a teacher now. Is that right, Marianne? Tell us about that.
Yes, yeah. I am teaching at my alma mater, the Eastern School of Acupuncture. That was in Montclair, New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
And we moved about a couple months ago to Bloomfield, New Jersey. And I teach their practice management classes, which is a big part. Anybody in the healing arts or, you know, you hear these starving actors, starving musicians. I don't want any of the acupuncturists to be starving. I want them to be thriving.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I teach a course there. I'll be there in a couple weeks. And it's really important stuff because it's very hard to explain to people what acupuncture is.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the students, they get it, this idea of energy. But it's kind of awkward explaining it to people. And then you don't want to come off flaky or voodoo or, you know,
yeah.
Though this is a real medical system. New York State licenses,
right.
You know, there's a licensure.
Right. Right.
So, you know, I love teaching. I feel like when I'm there, I'm like, I'm with my peeps, you know, I'm really with people.
Yeah, really.
You know, get it. So
it.
Now tell us about Goshen Acupuncture as far as if they wanted to meet you and stuff
oh,
like
sure.
that.
My number is 845-222-9781. And I do a free consultation. I really, you know, a lot of people are apprehensive. They're nervous. They've never done acupuncture before. So, you know, come in, meet me, ask, you know, no question is will embarrass me or insult me. You know, people always ask me, why'd you do this? Who thinks of this? Why did you do this? So, you know, that's a lot of people want to know, like, what made me get into this? And so, anyway, that's I like the consultation because I treat my patients the way I want to be treated if I went to a practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask the questions up front. I want to know everything up front.
Right. So A&T, our mantra is, you know, we treat our patients like family and stuff like that. And we always, when you mm-hmm. care someone, a loved one, you want them to have the best possible care as they can.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's great. You're listening to Health Matters, and we have Miriam McQuillan. And I have to leave at this particular time. I have another engagement that I have to go to. It's the Rockland County Business Association. They're having their annual luncheon, and District Attorney Tom Zugabe will be speaking, and I'm going to be going there. So I have to leave the show at this time, but I will leave you in good hands. Anne, my wife Anne, will be here along with Marianne. You're going to talk about supplements and things along those lines, okay?
Oh, that'd be great.
All right, so you're listening to Health Matters, and I will see you next week. All the best.
Bye.
Don't leave. Okay.
A&T Healthcare is a full-service home healthcare agency that works closely with your hospital discharge planner and other referral sources to ensure that all of you or your loved one's home healthcare needs are met. They provide short or long-term hourly or live-in home healthcare aides, LPNs, and highly trained and qualified nurses and therapists as needed. A&T Healthcare has earned a reputation for dependability, responsiveness, and personalized attention. By working in conjunction with nursing departments, HMOs, managed care insurance companies, and other referral sources, they act as facilitators in planning and anticipating patients' needs at home. A&T Healthcare hires the most qualified pediatric, high-tech RNs and LPNs. They provide care with the utmost compassion and sensitivity. A&T Healthcare are committed to providing their pediatric and adult patients with the highest standards of nursing care. By providing high-caliber, reliable nurses and high-quality service, A&T Healthcare consistently delivers more value for each dollar spent. Call 845-638-4342 or visit at-healthcare.com.
Hi, this is Lynn Allen Cione. I'm the president and CEO of the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. Join us every Friday at 12 noon when we will highlight Orange County Chamber's events and business right here on WTBQ Radio, worth listening to.
Hey, this is Joe Danz. Connect the dots in these challenging times with my Creativity and Technology for Business and Life show every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WTBQ, AM 1110 and FM 93.5. Radio worth listening to. WTBQ
weather. We have mostly cloudy skies today. There'll be a couple of showers and temperatures near 70, though. Tonight, mainly clear, low to mid-40s. Tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with a high of 75. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night in the upper 40s to around 50. Cooler on Saturday with rain likely and a high in the middle 60s. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Tony Salini.
Well, welcome back. And Peter's left us, so he's left the women in charge.
So woohoo!
Now it's girl talk. Well, anyway, you know, we're having a really lively conversation, and thank you for joining us. And I did want to ask Marianne, what would someone expect when they come to your office? They make an appointment, they come in, and then do you do a history, a physical, or
we do all
what
that?
Would you expect?
As if you would go to mm-hmm. a primary care physician, mm-hmm. I offer a consultation where we just talk. That's the first thing. If that's just a separate appointment where people really ask the questions. Mm-hmm. And then if they want to move forward into treatment, we do a health history. I do a physical exam. Mm-hmm. And then we actually do a treatment. And the physical exam, you know, 5,000 years ago, Anne, there were no x-rays, blood work, CAT scans.
Right.
But the whole difference, what makes acupuncture a diagnostic modality is that we can evaluate the body by taking the pulse
right. And
looking at the tongue. So the pulse, there's three positions and three superficial, three deep. So six on each wrist. And that really helps us to determine the functionality of the internal organs. And from there, and every inch of the body corresponds to one of these organs. So for example, if someone comes in, two people come in, same age. Let's talk about women. Two people come in, one, they're both having hot flashes. And, you know, there's not just one protocol for hot flashes. I have to determine what the source is for each person. And once I do that by taking their pulse, looking at the tongue, I can then treat them and really determine if they have what we call a deficiency condition or an excess or inflamed condition.
Okay.
And that helps me to determine how to treat them. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know, I'm sticking people with sharp objects, you know, the needles, they're not random. It's a whole program. It's a whole process. So they can come for the consult. We do a physical exam. And the thing that I wanted to share with you, Anne, is that what I love most about acupuncture mm-hmm. and Oriental medicine is this combination, this holistic, comprehensive evaluation that incorporates our emotional life as well as our physical life. Because let's face it, mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of people, everybody sees, you know, if there's loss, there's grief. Well, interestingly enough, in Oriental medicine, there are organs that correspond or get highly affected by a particular organ. I'll give you an example. So a 7-year-old, 8-year-old, 9-year-old, they continue wetting the bed. The corresponding organs would be the kidneys and mm-hmm. the bladder. Okay. The emotion that goes with the kidneys and the bladder is fear. Mm-hmm. So now, okay, we understand if a 3- and 4-year-old is wetting the bed, mm-hmm. but when they're 15, 16, 17, you know, that happens. And in Oriental medicine, we look to the emotional component of it.
Right.
I'm not a counselor. I don't offer therapy, mm-hmm. but we help the body to function and we reduce the stress and then we address the organs. And perhaps if we could strengthen the kidneys and the bladder, then they will stop wetting the bed. And that does happen.
Right, right.
So it's very, very comprehensive. And the word holistic really means the whole person, mm-hmm. the whole picture. And it's, of course, natural. It doesn't, you know, people always ask this. They go, does it hurt? You know, it pinches sometimes.
I'm sure it pinches a little bit, right?
Probably, I say, like a mosquito bite. Yeah. And then we can actually adjust.
You said you kind of move it around a little?
Well, not move it, but just turn it a little
bit.
And
okay.
then it actually will reduce the sensation. Because,
okay. right.
You know, nobody here in the States, compared to China, you know, if we're having acupuncture in China, then perhaps it'll hurt a little bit more. They're you know,
a little more aggressive?
A little more. Oh, yes.
Okay.
And
all
so
right.
I know my needle technique. I'm, you know, I had this 12 years of massage therapy before I went to acupuncture school. So I have to say my palpation skills and my ability to insert the needle without pain. And honestly, if people, I have adults who are truly needle phobic. I mean, it's a real condition.
I've seen a couple of people
right.
who just getting a flu shot. They're
oh, freaking out. Absolutely. And so we have what are called press seeds. It looks like a little poppy seed
okay.
on a little Band-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
And we use them
okay.
in the appropriate on the acupuncture points,
okay.
and they go home with them, and
oh, okay.
It's a treatment that works.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one of my patients, she avoided a hysterectomy because we controlled her excessive bleeding from fibroids
wow.
just using the press seeds. But it's about knowing where to put them.
Well, I was going to say, you don't put them everywhere.
Right, right. Yeah.
And there's different places for different treatments.
That's
is that
right.
correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Once we diagnose, then we know how to treat.
Okay. All right. What is it about the tongue that you look for? I find that kind of interesting.
Well, it's a map.
Okay.
And it maps out the body. And if it, how it looks, and if
mm-hmm.
there's a coating on it,
mm-hmm.
The edges mean something, and it all corresponds mm-hmm. to the three sections of the torso, upper, middle, lower,
okay.
and the organs that correspond in those areas. So, for example, the tip of the tongue would correspond actually to your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little further in would be the lungs and the heart area.
Mm-hmm.
And we know the liver and the gallbladder are on the
mm-hmm.
side of the body,
right?
We know physically that's where they are.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it is. We identify that part of the tongue. So it's another diagnostic tool.
That's interesting. That's
oh.
very interesting.
Again, no x-rays, no blood work, no CAT
oh,
scans.
Right. They didn't have that.
But it's and people say, does this stuff really work? I say, not really. You know, it's only been around 4,000 or 5,000 years. Don't take my word for it. You know, I used to try to defend it, but There's no need to defend it. It's been here a long time. Yeah.
Is there acupressure? Is that similar? Or is that what the seed is?
No. Acupressure is part more of a massage therapy modality.
Okay.
There's nothing diagnostic to it, though.
Right, okay.
And believe me, I love all different kinds of treatments. I love Reiki. I love polarity. I love all that stuff. But for me, it was very important that I found something that had a diagnostic tool that I could actually share with people and track their progress. We don't just treat according to the symptoms. We actually treat according to the source of the problem, which is what's going on internally. And so once we find that out, the symptoms eventually resolve because we're addressing the source. That's the difference between acupressure, acupuncture, and other modalities.
Good to know. So let's talk a little bit about the fertility. You talked about one of your recent patients, and now she's expecting.
Yes.
She's tried many different ways to get pregnant, and this seemed to help.
Oh, it helped. It's either yes or no. You're not just a little pregnant. That's right. So
you're right. This helped.
This definitely helped. So the acupuncture was the only thing she did differently this time. She had been through IVF 5 times.
Okay.
And this was it. They had 2 embryos to implant. And she had been coming to me for 3 months. I was treating her twice a week. And, day of implantation, that's a big day. And so my recommendation to her was to go home, be with your husband, try to be as quiet and peaceful as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, 3 days later, they do a blood test.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, right.
And so I saw her the following week, and she gave me the 2 thumbs up as soon as she walked through the door. So it is literally about reducing the stress.
The stress related to, I'm sure after 5 tries, it's extremely stressful, just stressful getting there. So.
Absolutely. And IVF is wonderful for, people it works for,
mm-hmm.
but it's very stressful when
mm-hmm.
it doesn't.
Right. And it's going to be stressful even when it works.
Oh, I believe it.
That's so true. The other thing we're going to talk a little bit about menopause,
which
is something that I've now hopefully finished.
Well,
I think for me, the emotional part of it was the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Symptom wise, I don't remember and still don't, though I don't sleep with any blankets anymore, but
there's that.
But I don't I know people who would wake up in the middle of the night, they said they'd have to change their clothes. People that I worked with were like sitting with a fan blowing on them constantly. I mean, it can be really difficult.
Oh, yes.
So what should someone expect to be able to control with that?
Well, I see, perimenopausal patients, menopausal patients.
Mm-hmm.
It's, again, helping the body to function better.
Mm-hmm.
And once we do that, the symptoms, to be perfectly frank with you, I'm in that age group. I have not one hot flash or one night sweat, and it's because of the supplements I take.
Okay.
And I give myself acupuncture.
Oh, you do?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
And so,
is that hard to do?
Well, I could do it on the front of my body with one hand.
Well, physically, it's going to be hard to do because you can't reach everything, probably.
Yeah. But
as far as inserting the needles?
No.
You're good with that. Okay.
Well, again, it pinches like a mosquito bite. Sometimes it pinches on me. I'm like, woo.
Oh, that's what
wow,
it
that
like.
One's smart. So we have to adjust it.
It's good, actually, probably for you to do it. That way you have an idea of what your patients are feeling.
Of course, yeah. And I've had a lot of acupuncture and a lot of massage therapy. And, I love the modalities. I love having treatments. But for menopause, it's really a wonderful modality because a lot of people need relief. Their body, and for, like you said, there's emotional components that go mm-hmm. along with this. One of the number one things that people – years ago I was watching an Oprah show, and she had on Dr. Christiane Northrup, an MD OBGYN, who has now dedicated her life mm-hmm. to helping women in this phase of mm-hmm. our lives. So I learned a lot from that show about honoring yourself, being mm-hmm. more kind than ever before to yourself. And it's necessary. It's taking us from this time of our lives of the motherhood and mm-hmm. also, and those of us who are not mothers, but that driving force, do, mm-hmm. to the wisdom, the time of our lives where we have to, we come into this where now we're part of the older generation. And so the philosophy is, we know more than, you know, we don't have to be as aggressive as we used to be. We can be wiser and calmer. And so it's a super important to honor yourself during this time. Mm-hmm. And I teach a class on, I call it the edge of enlightenment. This class is really important because we're on that cusp of really being the elders and the wise women of our tribe, so mm-hmm, to speak. Mm-hmm. And so that's essential for healing too, to know that it's not just about the symptoms, mm-hmm. it's about the wisdom that comes with it. And so I highly recommend people coming for treatment because it also just grounds your energy. Mm-hmm. So in Chinese medicine, this idea of yin and yang, mm-hmm. yin is the cooling force of the body, yang is the heating mm-hmm. force. The issue is that now the heating force is cranked up. We're not as grounded as we used to be.
Cool.
We got to cool down. And so we use this term liver fire rising. And we become short-tempered and we become mm-hmm. agitated easily and frustrated when we can't remember mm-hmm. something we were just talking about. The other day I was having a discussion with my husband and I actually forgot what we were arguing about.
It's like, okay, never mind.
what was I just saying? So,
well, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that emotion. You're listening to Health Matters.
Are you an RN or an LPN, caregiver or aide, and want to be part of a first-class, full-service home healthcare agency? Then call A&T Healthcare at 845-638-4342. High standards of care from pediatric to adult patients need your TLC. You are dependable, compassionate, honest, and sensitive to the needs of others. Whether you are highly skilled or wanting to learn, A&T has the finest training program in the tri-state area. And if you'd like to be part of the number one home healthcare agency that makes a difference every day in so many lives, then call A&T Healthcare at 845-638-4342 today or visit at-healthcare.com.
This is Sister Anna. Listen to The Garden of the Child, a story discussion time with students. Story develops listening skills and imagination. Saturdays at 11:10 a.m. on WTBQ.
Hi, this is Marina Case of the Red Shutters in Warwick, New York. Tune in every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. for The Style Show, a show about decorating, fashion, and fun on WTBQ Radio, worth listening to.
WTBQ.
And welcome back. And you're listening to Health Matters, and this is Ann Fella. My husband Peter has left us for the remainder of the show, and he's on his way back to Rockland, actually to New Jersey, I think, to attend a luncheon with the Rockland Business Association. And I'm here with Marianne McQuillan, and we're discussing, we're discussing menopause right now, and we're discussing acupuncture and how that how acupuncture can get us through those difficult times. And during the break, I was talking a little bit about my own experience with growing up, basically, because when I started menopause, I was about 48, I guess. Of course, I thought I was pregnant, because I think every woman thinks that. And when you realize that you're not, and you're like, oh my God, is this really going to happen to me? And now, 10 years later, I feel like I've climbed up a mountain and reached the peak, actually. Mm-hmm. And only recently I thought to myself, well, now I'm grown up.
Hmm.
You know, I'm not like a young woman anymore. I'm a mature woman. And I went through this pretty much on my own. I did things to, like, keep myself busy and learn. I always try to learn something new every year or do something different every year. And I have, you know, my own goals in life. And but to have somebody who can help you through this, because it is a difficult process, and you do it on your own. You're really pretty much on your own. I think.
Well, you don't have to be, though, Anne.
Mm-hmm.
What I said earlier before the break, I teach a class called The Edge of Enlightenment, mm-hmm. and it really addresses women's health issues in this stage of our lives. And the more we reach each other and we commune with each other, the easier it is. And this is as much of a physical journey, it's a spiritual journey, mm-hmm. it's an emotional journey, mm-hmm. and it's very, very different for each person. So when you have acupuncture, it's like you're actually addressing what's going on in your body. And it really does. It's not just about relieving the symptoms. I mean, there's other ways you can relieve the symptoms. If you want to go the Western medical model, that's everybody's choice.
You get a couple fans, air conditioning.
Right, you know.
Cooling blankets. I know.
But at the same time, it could be a real beautiful experience where you come into your womanhood, and that is
what it is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I address this in the course, and we really talk about women's wisdom. You know, what I would share now with young people, young women, is very different than what I would have shared in my 30s and 40s when I was cranking up this acupuncture business,
mm-hmm.
and I was all gung-ho. I was marketing mm-hmm. 3 times a week, and now it's different now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we address these phases of our lives. We address the emotional components. And most importantly, we, as you said, doing it alone. Listen, we are community beings. You know, we're meant to be in our, as I said, I use the word tribe.
Yes.
You know, my yoga family, you know, is yes. part of my tribe.
Right.
I have 5 sisters who are part of my tribe. Right. I mean, blood sisters. I mean, I'm one of 6 girls.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have 1 sister.
And so, but it's interesting in our culture that we don't acknowledge the transition. For example, the first time a young girl gets her menstrual cycle, mm-hmm. and like, for example, in the Native American culture, it's honored, it's respected, mm-hmm. and we don't have that here. And so it's important that we honor ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and we give that to ourselves.
Yeah.
And one way you can do that is, whenever somebody's super stressed out, I ask, how well are you taking care of yourself? What are you doing to take care of yourself? Very often I say to people, I'm with you maybe 2 times a week, but there's 7 days in a mm-hmm. week. You know, what can you do to take care of yourself on those days?
Right.
And as you said, you have great feng shui in your home. Maybe have a little, a room or part of the deck or that you decorate, that you really have for yourself. And it's, it honors you as mm-hmm. a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's essential in our busy lives, in our constant with the phones, with the
constant and children. And I have a grandchild, and
which is a beautiful thing.
It's beautiful. We're very involved in their lives. We're very excited to be part of their lives, but there is like that time for yourself.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Creating balance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am about 3/4 of the way through writing a book, and it is about balance.
Oh, great.
And so it's about using Oriental medicine as the backdrop,
mm-hmm.
and actually skills that we can do to figure out what's going on with us mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially. And I've added volunteerism. So these 6 mm-hmm. areas of our lives, when we balance, it's part of my class, The Edge of Enlightenment,
mm-hmm.
we talk about these 6 areas, and very often we're out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is really the premise behind my practice, the premise behind what I teach, the premise behind when I teach at the acupuncture school. You know, you go through 3 years of acupuncture school, you spend a lot of money, but how do you get somebody to come in to be your patient? And so that's another skill
right.
to learn.
You have to learn that.
That's
you
right. Really,
and you have to learn how to be that person sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we talked a little bit, though we didn't get there, about nutritional supplements or supplements.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, and how that can help as well.
Absolutely. I used to have herbs in my practice. See, there are different types of supplements.
Right.
There are nutritional
it's
supplements.
Funny you should say that, because when I was speaking to my daughter this morning, I said, oh, we're going to have the acupuncturist on that was on, you know, back in February, actually. She goes, I said, we're going to talk about supplements. She goes, well, what kind?
Okay, so
she knew right away.
Here's an interesting thing that's happening right now. Supplements, all supplements are not the same. Herbs are different than, say, B vitamins and minerals. Mm-hmm. And then there's a new category of what are called redox signaling molecule supplements. This is a whole nother category.
Mm-hmm.
It's a molecule that we make in our body, and its job is to make the cells communicate. Without them, we'd be dead in 10 minutes. And as we age, we make fewer and fewer. So how our bodies heal is through communication. I always say, you know, great relationship, whether it's neighbors, sisters, friends, it requires really good communication. And it's so it does in our bodies. And so the supplement I have in my practice now is more of a functional medicine practice. It is essential if you think you are nutritionally deficient to up your green organic vegetation,
mm-hmm.
your plant-based diet. Getting it out of a bottle, nutrition out of a bottle is not the same as mm-hmm. getting it from food. That's the most important thing to know. And then go, as I said earlier, I cannot take blood. I cannot, and see what you're deficient
right.
at. Go to somebody.
Find out first.
Go get blood work.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way you're really going to know what you're deficient mm-hmm. in. And then, of course, cheap supplements are cheap supplements. And when you go, Peter asked before he left, talk about when you go into a GNC or a vitamin shop, remember, everything that's on the outside of the bottle is marketing. You want to know what is going on for you before you go to any place like that. And for me, in my practice, we start with functional medicine first.
Mm-hmm.
Most of what we need, we can get from our food, but we do have to eat more of a plant-based diet.
Right. We're bad about it. We're very bad. Our culture's very bad.
Yeah, well, listen, keep in mind, every time you eat, there should be something green on the plate. If you have an omelet, put spinach in it and peppers. If you have a salad, lunch, a salad with sprouts, with arugula, with, green, green, green.
Right.
And then for dinner again. And that way, fiber will go up.
Mm-hmm.
You probably won't be as nutritionally deficient. And most of us are not as nutritionally deficient as we think. Because here's why.
Okay, good.
We don't live in a third world country.
No.
We live in the U.S. We might be a little deficient, but it's not really. What we are deficient in are these molecules mm-hmm. that make our cells communicate and function better. So remember, everything you go, when you read things, people all go, oh, that's me. That applies to me. You don't really know unless you have the blood work. And with this new category of supplementation, it's really about getting the body to function better. Because let's face it, autoimmune conditions, fertility issues, these are all functional medicine mm-hmm. problems, mm-hmm. function problems. Mm-hmm. They are not pathology problems.
Right, right.
So we're not talking about the plague. We're not talking about infectious disease. We live in a very safe environment these days.
Mm-hmm.
So it's essential that we really pay attention to getting our bodies, what I call, again, user-friendly, functioning
I like that.
Better.
User-friendly
User-friendly.
That's a good term, good thing to remember. We really had a great show. I really enjoy. You're so smart and so well educated, and I really enjoy.
Thank you, Anne.
And such a calming voice. Like I could just listen to you all day.
Thank you.
And
thanks for having me.
I appreciate that. And we're really glad that you were able to be here. And as Peter always says, have a pleasant day. That's not really what he says.
Well, health does matter.
Health matters.